Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, 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 everybody in Radio Land. Welcome to Slay the Runway on Living Out Loud Radio. I'm your host, Valencia Poirier. I am so excited to be with you guys today. But before we start and say our stuff on the runway, I'm going to give you a minute to share this with your girls. Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, however you want to share, but you definitely don't want to miss this because today's topic is epic. Today's topic is going to be pushing past pressure. I'm going to let that sink in. Whether we are from a teen to a grown woman or whatever the case is, we all experience pressure at some point in our lives. And I guarantee you, if you left the house today, you may have felt some pressure with the chaos that's out there on the road, maybe something's going on at work, or just pressure in your own life. We're going to talk about how to push past pressure. Excuse me, it's like a tongue twister. Pushing past pressure is really important because depending on the type of pressure you're experiencing, it may almost want to make you feel like you want to give up. It'll start to make you feel frustrated, angry. And when we allow those feelings to come in, it actually blocks our vision of what the real issue is. So we're going to talk about pushing past pressure today because I believe when you're in a position of purpose, there will be pressure. As I stated earlier, no matter your age, there's going to be pressure. I know firsthand, being a businesswoman, being a mother, and all the things that I have going on in my life, I feel pressure all the time. Pressure to meet deadlines. Pressure, you know, even pressure on myself of the pressure of not letting myself down. Sometimes I, you know, feel pressure because I'm trying to live to a certain standard, or maybe something didn't work out the way that I planned it to be. And so we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to give you five strategies, yes, five, to help you push through pressure because it's really, really important. When it's pressure there, just know that, one, like the old saying says, everything happens for a reason. But two, just because you feel pressure, that doesn't mean that we quit. It doesn't mean that we should act negatively. The way that we view things and the way that we handle the daily pressures in our life will determine future pressure. And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, I'm going to completely talk about myself. As I always say, whenever I'm going, you know, to talk about anything with you guys, it's always coming from experience firsthand. You know, I experience a lot of pressure, and I realize a lot of the pressure are pressures that I created myself. So let me tell you, I was in the grocery store. I was really, really rushing. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to run in. I'm going to get this milk and whatever else I needed to get, and I'm going to run in like supermarket sweep. And I know where everything is. I have 10 minutes. I have to be somewhere, but I know I can literally run in the store and get it. So one thing right there is I put pressure. I know I have 10 minutes. That right there was pressure because I should have left earlier if I planned on stopping at the store, but I did not. So I said, I have 10 minutes. I can do it. I run in. It's packed. I look around. I'm like, okay, I know where everything is. Let me grab it. So I'm pushing my basket through, not being mindful of those around me. This lady comes in front of me and I get irritated with her. The reason I'm irritated is because now she's in front of me and she's literally taking two steps per minute and I'm in a rush. So I had to stop and think because my first mind was so frustrated. I was like, this lady needs to move. Why would she get in front of me? I just wanted to ram her heel. I just felt the pressure. I was feeling upset. I was feeling angry. But then I stopped to think, is it really about this lady? No, it's about me. That was added pressure on myself. Because if I knew I didn't have a certain amount of time to do something, then I should not have done it. It's not everyone's fault if we're running late. You know, we get upset in traffic and we have road rage and now we feel all upset and we feel all this pressure and anxiety when really we have to do things differently. You know, if we plan on doing things before work, or if we know we have to drive on the freeway before work, we don't know what's going to happen. Leaving early would have been a good rectifier for my situation. So I wanted to use that as an example of ways that we can alleviate the pressure and not cause it on ourselves. So here are the five strategies. One is think like a winner. In business or motherhood, it's always the pressure of meeting deadlines, advertisement, driving business, being there for my kids, their curricular activities, my curricular, extracurricular activities. Sometimes you can feel defeated before you even get started. And I know that firsthand because there are some times where I have looked at my schedule and I literally, the pressure just builds up to the point I literally don't even want to get out of bed and do it because I'm like, how am I going to do this? I have to be here, 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 and here. But I have learned that if I have a different approach it with a winning standpoint and say, okay, I can do this. I am built for this. This is what I need to do for my business today. This is what I need to do for my children today. If I do this, you know, and I have this great attitude about it, I've noticed that my day goes a lot smoother. But of course, being that we're human, sometimes our first thought is not always what's positive or thinking positive. We get frustrated or we start to feel anxiety. I know me firsthand, again, anxiety is something that I constantly deal with because I allow myself to. It's not something that that cannot be avoided. It's because I'm learning how to live in the moment. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Because the first strategy was thinking like a winner. Do you see yourself victorious before you even get started? Do you see yourself completing a project before you even get started? How do you see yourself? It's like being a kid and, you know, we got those papers and we had to do a science project. You know, as a kid, we're super excited. We're doing our science project, and we just can't wait for it to be because we want to see the end results of whatever that project is. Well, that's the same thing that we have to do as adults now. How do we see our end project from the beginning? Yes, it may look difficult. Yes, it may put time restraints on you, but we are built for whatever it is we have to do. When we're in a position of purpose, just know whatever position you're in, you have everything you need to be victorious. So even though being a parent sometimes is stressful, I'm built to be a parent because I am a parent. So I have to sit down. You know, sometimes I even have to compromise with my children. Okay, this is what you're asking me. This is what I can do. Let's compromise. You need X, Y, and Z done. Let's sit down and see how we can compromise and meet in the middle because I have all these other things going on too. It's being able to see yourself victorious because when you go in with a level mind and you're calm and you're peaceful about it and you're not going into a fit of rage or you're not allowing anxiety to overrule your life, you're able to think practically and you're able to negotiate. And also, let me add this. Everything on your to-do list that you had today doesn't mean you had to do it today. I am notorious for putting 30 things, I'm just giving a random number, but it really feels like 30 things on my to-do list, knowing good and well that with the things I had to do really today that I cannot push back, really I only had time for 5. So that's a way too of adding pressure to ourselves. I didn't need that pressure. I didn't need to do 30 things today. So thinking like a winner is when an athlete is playing a sport, they are conditioned. They practice it. They are conditioned to play whatever sport that they are playing. They don't show up practicing for one sport, and then when it's game time, they're playing a whole other sport. So it's knowing what's in front of us and what we're supposed to do in this time in our life. My coach always says you need to have a short-term and a long-term goal. A long-term goal is not something that I need to achieve by tomorrow. Yes, I can start building towards that, but it's not going to reach its completion by tomorrow. So when I'm thinking like a winner, I'm not setting myself up to fail. I'm not putting unrealistic expectations on myself because I'm human. I can't do everything. So when we think like a winner, always remember, one, not set ourselves up to fail, and two, see ourselves victorious as we're pushing through. The second thing is encouraging myself. You know, I talked about thinking like a winner, but there are times where you're not going to complete everything on your to-do list. There are times where you're going to attempt something and you are not successful in that. Or maybe you did it and it didn't come out the way that you anticipated. It has happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. But what do we do when we didn't get the outcome that we wanted? Do we self-abuse? I raise my hand. I have self-abused myself. Like, I literally would have a conversation with myself for about a good 3 or 4 days, and I'm like really talking to myself, like, girl, you were tripping. Girl, what in the world were you thinking? You knew doggone well that you shouldn't have did it at that time, or you knew doggone well you shouldn't have did it like that. Folks, let me be the first to tell you that when you are self-abusing, you are not making strides towards greatness. When you're self-abusing, you're actually not rectifying the situation. You're actually making it worse, because not only were you not successful or did not get the results you wanted, now you are putting yourself down. And if you remember last time we talked about our identity diet. What are we feeding ourselves about ourselves? We are responsible for our identity diet. So when things happen adversely, or things don't happen right when I want them to, because that's another thing, patience and pressure really, really go together. I have to encourage myself. Okay, Valencia, you know what? It didn't happen the way that you anticipated. Let's look at this. Let's identify, where did I go wrong? Okay, I went wrong, X, Y, and Z. What can I do differently next time? Because you never lose, you just learn a lesson. And my coach always says that to me, and I never forgot that. You don't lose, you just learn a lesson. So just because it didn't work, or you feel, you know, the pressure of trying to perform something that you're not able to do at that moment, maybe it's just not for that time. But it's never to say that it's not ever going to work. So never give up on anything. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And I really, really strongly believe that with all of my heart. If those of you that have businesses and what have you, you know the pressure of businesses. You know what the pressure is when maybe sales are not going the way that you want, or you feel like your clientele isn't growing as fast as you would like it to. Encourage yourself. Say, you know what, I showed up 100% today. But also be real with yourself. Don't tell yourself you did something if you really didn't. If you know that you did not show up 100% today in your life and your business, don't lie to yourself and say, girl, that's okay, you showed up. No, it's not okay. This is where we don't self-sabotage, but we should always be honest with ourselves. Okay, Valencia, you know what, I did not show up 100% in my business. I didn't do X, Y, and Z when I was supposed to, so this is the outcome of it, because you can only get back what you put in. So, yes, we encourage ourselves, but also be honest with ourselves. Number three, seize the moment. Live in the moment. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to let that sink in. Seize the moment. Live in the moment. And the reason I said it like that is, a lot of the pressure we feel is not what we're in this current moment, but we're focusing on what we have to do tomorrow, the rest of the week, this weekend. Take time to breathe. Inhale. Exhale. If today is only Thursday, what do I need to do for Thursday? You know, I don't want to get all churchy, but I will say this. Do not worry about tomorrow. For today has enough trouble of its own. And that is so true. We cause so much anxiety on ourselves, and we cause so much pressure
unnecessary anxiety, may I add, and unnecessary pressure when we are focusing on deadlines for next month or deadlines for next year. You know, sometimes I have even gone as far as, oh, God, you know, I have 9 months left till Christmas. You know, just this ridiculous thing. Let's live in today. What's going on today? What do I need to do in my life today? What do my children need from me today? What do I need for myself today? Because the thing that I needed yesterday for myself may not be what I need for myself today. We as human beings, we go through different emotions and we have different things that we go through. So the love and self-care that I gave myself yesterday may not be the same things that I need to do today. So I encourage you to seize the moment. What moment are we currently in? You may have a whole bunch of deadlines that's due in 2 months, but schedule time to rest. Schedule time to seize the moment. Schedule time, as they say, to smell the roses. You know, we take things for granted sometimes. When we are focusing on what we have to do next month and next year, we are not really living our best lives. We are not in the moment. There are so many wonderful things that's happening today at this very moment. If you just inhale and exhale, that right there is beautiful because you're alive. And I don't want for us to spend another moment of our life worrying, stressed about things that sometimes we don't have no control over, because whatever is going to happen in those events, stressing today isn't going to change that. But I guarantee you, if you start living your best life and you start seizing the moment, then your outlook on things will be different and you'll be able to make better decisions for tomorrow. If you're all worried and you're bogged down with the pressures of life and you're allowing those pressures to worry you and affect you, well, then guess what? That affects your decision for tomorrow. So not only are you going to be stressed out today, but you're going to be stressed out tomorrow because you can't when you're having anxiety. You can't think when you're not focused. So seize the moment. Live in the moment. Spend time with family. It's okay to take a break from working. If you've been working, you know, and you have your business hours set, when you come home, enjoy life. Turn off your cell phone. Log off of Facebook. Do something for yourself. Seize the moment. Number four, keep moving forward. Oh, my goodness. This is one of the hardest things when you are dealing with pressure and you're just stressed out. It's keep moving forward. I'm going to tell you something, what happened to me today. Today was one of those days where it was like, the only word I could say is I can't. And then those that know me know exactly what I'm talking about. It was one of those days, you know, because I have some businesses and I had a client today, and the client was a little bit, you know, a little bit complicated. We'll just put that. And I was beginning to feel like, you know what, maybe I'm not going to show up today. You know what, all money ain't good money. Maybe I just need to just keep going. Because, you know, I already had pressures and things. But you know what, I begin to check my going to let what this client is going through affect me today. I am here to perform a service. That what she's going through has nothing to do with me. And a lot of times when we're dealing with adverse people, it really has nothing to do with you per se. A lot of times it's themselves or things that they're going through. So I begin to talk to myself and I said, you know what, I'm not going to miss out on an opportunity. I'm not going to allow the client to dictate what I do, because if I'm a woman of integrity and my business is me, well, then I have to show up and not cancel and push past the pressure, push past what the things that she was trying to put off on me, because it's not about me. And so sometimes we're going to reach these roadblocks to where it's, do we keep going? Do I go left? Do I go right? You keep moving forward. I don't care if you have to crawl. Martin Luther King said this, and I can't remember exactly how he said it, but basically he said it doesn't matter how you cross the finish line. Even if you crawl, as long as you keep going. The danger comes when we stop moving. The danger comes when we stop moving forward, when we just quit and give up. Only way to fail, to completely fail at something, is if you give up. You may have a trial and error. Anything that you're doing, whether it's parenthood, business, your job, you know, anything like that, you're going to make mistakes. But the greatest mistake we can ever make is when we decide to quit. Let's not be quitters. We are not quitters. We have to say to ourselves, and let's go back to point number two, encouraging ourselves. Think like a winner. A winner never quits. We don't quit. You know, oh my gosh. In Bebe's Kids, there's this old movie I used to watch called Bebe's Kids, and they used to always say, we don't die, we multiply. And we can't quit. We don't die. I'm multiplying strength. Everything that's happened to me, I'm multiplying strength. I multiply in wisdom that I learned a lesson. It made me stronger. I know what to do next time. I know what not to do. Okay, that person hurt me. I know the red flags next time. We have to keep going. Yes, there's a little bit of pressure, but everything that's good comes from pressure. I repeat, when you're in position of purpose, there will be pressure. Every successful person, whether it's Oprah, some of our favorite basketball players, they all have had some pressure at some point and have gone through struggle. But the key is to keep moving forward. Don't quit. Do not give up. We cannot abort the mission. We cannot stop, because if we stop, we never get to the finish line. It's literally like running a race and being on TV. You see the racers, they're tired, but they don't quit. You're on national TV. This is not the time to quit. They keep going. Even if they're not first, they cross that finish line. And that's what we have to know, is that it's not always about being first. It's not always about beating the next person. The only person we should be in competition with is the person that we were yesterday. I'm going to let that sink in. The only person that we should be in competition with is the person that we were yesterday. Those that know me know I'm a makeup artist. I am not in competition with the YouTube gurus, because they don't do what I do and I don't do what they do. Yes, the base of it is makeup, but I'm not in competition with them. They are already taken. And what I mean by that is when we begin to get in competition and we're trying to beat people, we're not being our best selves. We are trying to replicate and overachieve someone else, and that's the wrong motive and that's the wrong mindset to do it. The only person that I'm in competition with is who I was yesterday. So if I messed up yesterday, if I didn't show up in my life the way I should have yesterday, if I'm inhaling and exhale the next day, that means I'm alive. I have another chance to get it right. I have another chance to show up. I have another chance not to let anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, pressure, negativity eat away at me. Because again, I'm in charge of my identity diet. And the last point is lighten your load. This one here I had to learn. And this goes back to what I was saying about putting things on your to-do list that really aren't for today, but they're for next month, next year. Take a moment to see, you know what, where I need to sit my tail down. Can I just be frank and real? There are times where I do things where I just need to sit my hiney down and have a seat. And so now what I do is I go on my calendar and I have to write the days to rest, take care of ourselves. Then I'm not showing up as my best self. How can I be a mother, a businesswoman, entrepreneur, an empowerment coach if I'm broke, defeated, tired, half dead, hanging on by a limb, wig cocked to the side, because I'm not all the way there. So we have to take care of ourselves, lighten our load. What should I be doing in this current moment? Lightening our load. You know, when we're at work and, you know, they give us extra tasks and things like that, that's okay. We can do it, but we have to start to subtract what it is that we don't have to do, because there are some things that we can't control. There are some things that we absolutely have to do. I have to do business. I have to be a mother. Those are things that I'm not willing to sacrifice on. I can't bend. I can't break. So I encourage you, lighten your load. Look at your to-do list and see, you know what, where do I need to sit down at? or even delegate tasks. I learned this at work. You don't have to do everything. If you are doing a church function or something like that, or you know, you're on your job and the boss puts last minute things on your desk and you're like, wait a minimum wage minute, this is not all in my job description, and you start to freak out and panic because you know it's a whole bunch of, be afraid to have a team because everybody has different strengths in what they do. So it's okay to say, you know what, I'm going to do this. Do you mind doing this? Because I know you're really, really awesome at calling and getting things done. So maybe you do this part and I do this part. Lightening your load. You know, I even had to, sit down with my children. If you're a mother, you probably know what I'm talking about. As a mom, our natural role sometimes is to take on everything, do everything. But it got to a point to where I said, you know what, okay, I'm killing myself. And if I'm dead, who's going to raise them? You know, so we have to come up with some type of plan so that this can work. And this is where I say, you know what? Boys, this is what mom is going to do. This is what I need from you. You guys are almost adults. This is what I need from you, and that'll help me. And you'll be surprised how willing people are willing to help you. All we have to do is ask. Let's take a minute. Let's hang up the Batman cape. You know, let's take down our bat signal from out of the sky. Let's hang up our Wonder Woman cape. Whatever superhero we're trying to be today, learn what it is to hang up. Because even Batman knew when he needed to be Bruce Wayne. So we got to know, who are we supposed to be at what moment? We're not called to save everybody. We're not called to save everything. We can't. Quite frankly, now that I know what I know, I don't want to. But, you know, I can't be in 8 million places at once. So let's learn when to lighten our load. Let's lighten our load by being alert, loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves. If we're practicing great self-care the way that we're supposed to, then we won't allow people to pressures on us, and we won't put these extra pressures on ourselves. So it's really important that we understand that doing these five strategies will allow us to push through pressure because, again, we don't quit. We don't quit. We can't. So we have to push through. And the greatest thing about coming through is that you're coming through. You're not stuck. You're not bound by anything. You have the power to push through. Some pressures that we go through may need a little bit force, more force than others, but that's okay. We can do it. We will do it. And that's it. So we're going to revisit these five strategies. One was think like a winner. Two, encourage ourselves. Three, seize the moment, live in the moment. Four, keep moving forward. And five, lighten your load. Well, darlings, I certainly hope that this helped you push through the pressure. So tomorrow when you get up, it's a brand new day. Let's conquer the world. Let's take the world by its horns and conquer and be everything that we were designed to do. We can do it. So that's all the time I have for you today. Valencia Poirier signing out. But until next time, don't forget to slay your one way. All right. Love you guys. Good night. Strike the-